soulsisterradio.com.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. We have a special rebroadcast, and I would like to also say happy birthday to my mother, Rita Anderson, and enjoy the show.
SoulRadio.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sister Enterprise.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Grace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday, a heart for worship followed by church reboot with your international brand ambassadors for Christ.
Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind though. Glad to be free.
Everything
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Becky Phillips, and I am your host for A Heart for Worship. Church Reboot will be following the morning worship service, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I want to say thank you so much to all of our sponsors, B&B Builders and Remodeling. We thank you, Higher Ascent, ToBeAccountable.com, Trinity Wellness, the Ambassador Program, all of you that help us week after week. Thank you so much so that we can bring this message to those that are listening and those that the Lord wants to hear what it is that He is wanting us to say. So we just say welcome this morning. I hope that you have had a chance to wake yourself up and have a cup of coffee or a cup of juice, whatever it is that gets you going in the morning, and has said hello to the Holy Spirit this morning and are ready to worship. We have a really good show today. I know that Maria has been preparing, so I'll be interested to see what she has to say after the show. But before I go into worship, I woke up this morning and I was so tired. We time changed, so if all of those that are listening haven't done so on our time zone, we've sprung forward an hour, which is great, but boy, it makes it hard when you had a late night. And I had a late night. I traveled out of town and went to see a friend's bull riding rough stock event a couple hours away last night, so I didn't get home till late. And, you know, it's really hard some mornings when you got to the next day, just like with work, and you know you got to get things done. But God's faithful, and He gives us the energy and the Holy Spirit to endure and take us through, because it's Him that's coming through, not us. So we just step back and remove ourselves. And so this morning I want to read a couple things before we go into worship. As I've said previously, I've been reading a book called Pure Grace. I'm almost done. And as I've been reading it, it's really just changed my views on a lot of things. And last night as I was driving home, I was scrolling through Facebook, and my mentor, my cousin, the gentleman I love dearly with all my heart, Cody Custer, he's also a co-host with me on She's Gone Country with Becky on Monday nights. He is just such a man of wisdom, and he posted a post last night that I want to share real quick before we go into worship, because as I was listening to the song that we open to every morning, it's Shackles, and it's about, you know, you broke the chains, now I can lift my hands, and I want to praise you. And so a couple things that the Lord gave me this morning just kind of gave me a little boost of energy, and I just want to share them with you and hope that before we go into worship, it will do the same for you. So say, the first thing I want to do is read Psalm 100, and that says, it's a psalm of thanks. It says, shout to the Lord with joy, everyone on earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come to Him with songs of joy. I want you to realize that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people. We are His sheep belonging to the flock. Give thanks as you enter the gates of His temple. Give praise as you enter His courtyard. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. The Lord is good. His faithfulness and His love continues forever. It will last for all time to come. And sometimes we, you know, that's a great passage. That's an encouragement that we have. So we just have to know to give thanks even in the midst of everything that we're going through and the trials and so forth, because His love lasts forever. And I think Cody has, that I read last night, is a real summarization of the book and a summarization of why we should be excited about our walk with our Father. And I just want to read it before we go into worship. It says, the true message of the gospel has been hidden by religion. Religion is afraid of the message of pure grace. The message of grace, along to redeem and sanctify us, has been hidden. We hear of God's grace through Jesus' shed blood and how it will redeem us, but sanctification has been left for us to tackle with our work. And that was taken care of as well. There is a theory, or better yet, a lie, called progressive sanctification that has remained and kept people under control of the religious system. Here's how it goes. We are saved by grace, but sanctification comes through work. If people think they are responsible for getting themselves sanctified or good enough to stay in grace, they will live in bondage, not in freedom. Salvation, sanctification, holiness, right standing, and all other things that without would leave us hopeless were taken care of in Jesus Christ and the work finished through Him. Grace challenges every legalistic thought, idea, or belief in us. Those challenges are good, though, because it makes us, by His Spirit, think for ourselves rather than depend on humans or a system to teach us about the Father. We've been taught that everything to do with God is still somehow tied to law. Grace has been presented as good, but not the fulfillment of law. Why would Jesus have come and the Spirit given if the law was able to produce life? The law has been fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. It's more simple than people in the religious system have ever lived. Grace should be the foundation of our faith. His love and grace is what initially draws us to him. But quickly after we surrender to the Father's Spirit, humans and all the bad teachings from religious systems fill us up the true understanding of grace and our purity in Christ. Maintaining a position through works based on theology seems to be the direction that most spiritual leaders in the system point us after we respond to salvation. Really sad that we are led into the wrong view of the perfect Father, and we miss so much by trying to please him with our behavior and with his pleasure, and when his pleasure toward us has been satisfied in Christ. If our spiritual foundation is under law, we remain an illegitimate child to a distant, sometimes but not always loving Father. This causes our identity to be one of a servant with trust issues toward a master, and there's no pleasure in that. The foundations of our relationship with God must be grace, or we will miss the pleasure of being a redeemed, sanctified, and trusting child to an intimate, loving Father. Religion has tried to hold us under law when a new and better way came through Jesus. The true message of the gospel is grace, which always brings us freedom. Jesus loves you, Cody Kester. I just want to say I hope that as you go into worship, you remember the freedom that you have and the grace that you have through Christ, and you will take that to your Father and enjoy your Father this morning. Let's worship.
I just looked out today, realized how far away I am from where you are. You gave me life worth dying for, but between the altar and the door, I bought the lies that promised more, and here I go again. All my deeds and my good name are just dirty rags that tear and strain to cover all my guilty stains that's already washed away. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted, all you've ever wanted was my heart. Freedom's on the road there, my chains. Been made well. I was fighting battles when you conquered hell, living free but from a prison cell. Lord, I lay it down today, so I'll stop living off of how I feel. Start standing on your truth revealed. Jesus is my strength, my shield, and he will never fail me. 'Cause all you've ever wanted, you wanted was my heart.
Deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my
Father, we come to you this morning and we just say thank you. We enter your gates of thanksgiving and praise, and we just are stoked that we have a Father that we have for all eternity that loves us unconditionally. And that when we are having those days of doubt and those days of worry and those days of stress and all the cares of the world just are weighing upon us, Lord, that we can leave them at your feet and we can just come to you and be wrapped up in your arms. And you do it in so many different ways, Father God. Your Holy Spirit is such an amazing gift to us, Father. And I just pray that those that are listening that have just been touched, Lord, that they would just open up to you, Father God, that they would just come to you and ask that if they don't know you, Lord, that you would just come into their life, clean up where they're at, Lord, forgive them of their sins and make them white as snow, and that they would be welcomed into your family, Father God. We are all adopted children. We are all heirs to the throne. We are all royal children in your eyes, Father God, because pray, Lord, that your listeners that are out there today, Lord, would get the message of grace, that they would understand that they don't have to perform day in and day out to win your love and your favor and your blessing, that that was taken care of when you sent your son to die on the cross, Father God, that it was finished when he was finished and when he came in and rose again, Lord God. He did it all for us. He took all of it for us because you loved us so much that you did not want to be separated from us because of sin. We thank you, Lord, that we can just find that peace with you. And I just pray, Father God, that right now that you would just lift up Maria as she goes into the next hour into church reboot. We'll just pray that your words come and that your spirit would come forth, Lord, and that those that are listening would be blessed and that we would continue to be a blessing to others, Father God. We love you and we praise you, and we know that everything that we do works together for the good that loves you, Lord. And you are working day in and day out. We love you, we thank you, and we praise you for another day to live and breathe and walk and be the arms and feet of Jesus. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Becky, and welcome to Soul Sister Day. This is Maria Giovanni, and that was Becky Christensen Phillips. And we have an amazing show for you today. Becky, as always, you get me with that last song every time. I have to take a deep breath because I find myself in a deep state of prayer lately. Prayer? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song. And lately, I think I've been in complete deep prayer probably since about last Friday. And it just got more and more. And it's funny because last week's show was all about the spirit of Jezebel. And it's funny how God just kind of brings things into your thoughts. And once you get to a certain place, you cannot deny or go back in ignorance. Ignorance is truly bliss. But when you know that you're dealing with principalities that are not of flesh, you're in constant prayer. So, Becky, thank you for that song. Thank you for everyone joining us. Thank you for our archive listeners that continue to go up. Every time you push that button, you don't know how much you bless me personally, but you bless every single one who wears an amazing crown that God has placed within her on this radio station. So every time those listeners press that button to hear your songs, Becky, to hear us talk on this platform, we're raising awareness, we're elevating amazing, amazing women that have such inspirational stories just through the souls that God brings before us. It's amazing. I also want to thank Susie for joining us today. Susie, how are you today? Are you driving or are you just in with us?
No, I'm here with you. I'm not in my car.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much. And again, Becky, thank you. And today, I also want to send a special thank you to all of our sponsors. Robert, as always, from B&B Builders, you are always there making sure that we are moving forward and we are blessed by you, every single last one of these women that views you as a guardian. I want to thank Trace Rios Silver, my beautiful Aunt Vicky with Becky, your mentorship, your support, your sponsorship, and your elevation that God is putting you in is amazing to watch, and we're blessed to have you as a sponsor for She's Gone Country. Becky, would you like to say anything about your aunt? Because I want the world to know what Trace Rios Silver is all about, especially since our archive listeners are punching that button. So share what Trace Rios Silver is about and why she is such an incredible sponsor on Soul Sister Enterprise.
Oh, goodness. I can't say enough about my Aunt Vicky. She's just very, very special and close to me. And her son and her daughter-in-law, so my cousins, run Trace Rios Silver down in Lima, Texas, and they produce beautiful, beautiful Western buckles and jewelry and just anything silver for whether it's head stalls or breast collars for horses, knives, all that kind of stuff. And they're busy and booming like crazy, and God is blessing them in such a way because they just have such a heart for people. My Aunt Vicki is such, she leads with a servant's heart, and she really truly is the meaning of what it means to walk in servant leadership. Always doing for others, always blessing others, so that they can be a blessing. And she's my rock. So she's my rock here in this world. So I love her, and I'm so thankful that the Lord put on her heart to do the show with me. And she's just really become an integral part of growing me up and growing us up in the things, the godly way to do business. So Aunt Vicki, if you are listening, I love you very much.
Yes. The reason why I really wanted you to elevate her at this moment is because today's show is on wearing a false crown. And as God was bringing this into my heart this week and truly understanding what that means, what this show is going to be about and what it's ending up as, your Aunt Vicki, probably one of the greatest examples I have seen of someone who wears an authentic, genuine crown that was designed especially for and created within an amazing soul that is completely beautiful on the outside, but it's only a fraction of what is reflecting on the inside. And when I look at your aunt and I see the mentorship that she is doing all around us, whether it's through just watching her example, which is incredible, you know that there is a woman there that has complete and utter grace that I have never even seen her in the flesh, Vicki. Through you and through being on the radio with her and my personal communications with her as a leader of leaders, she is just a pure example of what I believe God's daughter is, full of grace, which is God's royal ambassadors created for excellence. And this show is about recognizing those that are wearing a false crown. And sometimes if you don't know what a genuine crown looks like, it's very easy to look at the diamonds and on the crown from far away. And even when you get close, it still kind of looks pretty, but there's something just off. And that is what today's show is about. And it's about coming together as women to recognize that we all have these crowns, that some of them are tarnished, some of them have not been taken care of at all, and some of them have been shellacked with spray paint and garbage, static, and there's so much chaos going around on their crowns that you can't even pay attention to whether it's pretty or not. There's just a lot of energy there. And so, today, Vicki, you know the difference between what a true crown is, a false crown is. And I'm blessed by your aunt because it's such a stark difference when you finally have comparison of the two. And I would like for you to share a little bit about what that means for you on your own personal journey, because sometimes we don't see in others that their crowns are tarnished or that they're wearing a false crown. And because you've had your aunt all this time, you've had less of a problem with differentiating between a true crown and a false crown. Can you explain a little bit? Because this really does have to do with your roots. You there?
Sorry, I was on mute. Sorry. you know, it's funny, and I don't want to take a bunch of time. And that was so sweet, all the things you said about my aunt. Just when we were driving back from the event last night, and where we were last night was, it was a what we call a rough stock series event where they do bull riding, bareback riding, and saddlebronc riding, but they don't have the timed events. They don't have the tie-down roping, the steer wrestling, the barrel racing, the team roping. It's just the rough stock. And the put it on is my brother's age, and he went to college with my brother and with Brett. And his wife, Natalie, is the one that sent me, I don't know if you remember me telling you, sent me my the ring, my parents, my dad's
yes.
wedding band that they found.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his wife. And so they invited us down to see the event, and he's been building it for about 5 years, and Trace Rios has been there, one of their sponsors as well. And he says, I just really would love you to come down and do the eyes for Brett and Keely and Aunt Vicky and your brother and see what we're doing. So I went down there subjective, and I'm, you know, so blown away when with the peace and the comfort that I was when I was in the midst of that event, because it did. It felt like home. It felt like when I was a kid with all my aunts and my uncles and my grandpa and my grandpa, you know, my dad, and it was just an amazing event. And I was just honored to be a part of that. And it took me back to that time when I was a kid, when you're talking about your roots. And I've been on this journey since the Lord has put this on my heart. And I was sharing this with Grant yesterday on the way home, because that's why I'm just, it kind of tickles me, because Grant and I were on the way home talking, and he had tuned in and listened to the show with Dad and Randy and Vicky and so forth, and he started asking me all these questions. And he even he's like, do you even realize the heritage that you have? And I took it, I guess, for granted. And so the Lord took me on this journey and of building this show, and I had no idea where it was going to go. But I've really come to realize that us as women go out into this world, and if we're not complete in our identity, one in Christ, or our identity within our own family unit that we came from, tend to spend a lot of time searching for that identity. And I know that I did it, and I know that I thought I was doing it. I started pageantry in my early 20s, and I'm not knocking pageantry. I did it because I wanted to have a voice. I did it because I wanted to have a platform passionate about, and I did it because of the competition. The competition was fun, and it got me, you know, it gave me something that, an adrenaline rush to always try and make myself better. But sometimes I think that we as little girls on the inside that are running about doing these things can get pulled in and trapped within that need to continually have a crown, because it does give us an identity. And if we're struggling with an identity crisis, one, within who we are in Christ, and two, who we are within our own family unit and where we came from, it's easy to continually search for a ground to wear to make us feel like we do have an identity that maybe we're struggling with from behind. And I see that not in all women that are crown holders, but I do see it in some. And this show has really taught. I mean, my aunt was Miss Rodeo Oregon. She was fourth runner-up, I think, at Miss Rodeo America. She was, you know, roundup queen, all those things. So she too, you know, she's been there, but there's a difference in wearing a crown because you know you're a royal child of God versus wearing a crown just because you want to be known. And we've talked about that too. When you're known, you feel loved, and when you're loved, you're known. You played a video one time on your show, and to be known is to be loved, and to be loved is to be known.
Yeah.
And I've just finally come to that place through this journey as I'm building out this show of mine, that I've went back to my roots. I guess I've met that little girl and went back and said, oh, you know, this is who I am, family unit on this earth. So I have this earthly family, and I have this heavenly family that I belong to in Christ. And it kind of becomes a place where it's enough for you. And I remember you started asking me, do you want to do the pageant? I'm like, yeah, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't, you know, crowns are beautiful and they're lovely and I get one for being an ambassador and a sash and all those things. But when I think of someone putting a crown on my head now, I think of just going before the Lord and him tapping me on the shoulder with, you know, like Esther and the king and, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. You are my child. I'm here. I love you. And I see you. This is how I see you. And I just see, you know, a little girl in a beautiful gown, and he's just loving and hugging and wrapping his arms around me, and I'm good. And that, to me, being meeting to wear a false crown and a real crown. I don't need a stage. I don't need lights. I don't need a place for people to applaud me because I have the favor of my Father.
No, Becky, I was so Holy Spirit because you just said my dream. That's my baby. And it's incredible to hear the words that you just said because I know now that when October comes and you hand me the true crown that God placed within you, and I just get to be blessed to watch what's going to happen. And I've done this before on promises that didn't come true, and I gave that crown, trusting that it was a true crown. And again, until you really can reflect off of another person, your own personal walk, to truly, truly know that person is at that place. Where, Becky, there's no doubt in my mind that what you are saying is true. And in October, I'm so excited about going to your wedding. And what an incredible engagement time for you that I want you to spend getting ready and preparing for this amazing crown that's going to be placed on your head, because you are full of grace and you are reflecting your aunt, and now I recognize it. There's no doubt in my mind, not even a little bit. And I'm going to play the first song, and when I come back, we're going to talk about those women that are chasing something that they have no idea is within them. And they're chasing because they're chasing something that's false. It's an illusion. It's not reality. It's something that's going to slide on the sand that it's being created on. And Becky, this next song is by one of our sponsors. She has worn a crown. She's the one on her head instead of yours that particular year. But look, through her, we've also seen the reflection of what is truth and what is false. And she teaches us that if it isn't us that is going to step up to the plate and continue to shine his light upon the world, we've got a lot of women chasing for that crown, looking at false crowns. But if it's not for you, Becky, if it's not for you, Susie, if it's not for you, Kate, thank you so much for joining us. If it wasn't for you guys, how would anyone know the truth? How would anyone be able to recognize a false crown if they can't compare it to the true crown? And if it's not you women, who will it be? And if it isn't this platform where we can say and preach Jesus and Yahshua's name and talk and say whatever we want because we are for profit, if it isn't for us, who will be able to compare the truth to false? So ladies, please listen to this song. Hear Tammy Arnum's words, because if it's not for you, who is it going to be? And I really need all of these incredible ladies, these royal ambassadors that God has blessed with, just to be able to be humble and just walk with, if it's not for you.
until the end. They hold each other and cry that day. Their smiles seem to hide the tears that roll away. She says life is full of dreams that die. In this world, you know love, it's just a lie. If not you, tell me who will tell her of Jesus? If not now, when will she know he is there? All the pain inside never goes unnoticed by a Savior who's waiting to care. Another lady sits by the bedside of a friend. Not much time in her life until the end. They hold each other and cry that day. For soon they know all the pain will go away. She says, thank you for sharing Jesus with me. If I'm not healed now, there whole I will be. If not you, tell me who would have told me of Jesus? If not now, when would I know he was there? All the pain inside never went unnoticed by a Savior who's waiting to care. Oh, if not you, tell me who will tell them of Jesus? If not now, when will they know he is there? All the pain inside never goes unnoticed by a Savior who's waiting to care. Oh, if not you, tell me who will tell the world of Jesus.
I love listening to that song, and I hope you all enjoyed it. As I go into this next section, and I just want to pray for the Holy Spirit to come over me. When you're searching, Becky, just like you said, especially when you're searching outside of yourself for a crown that you don't even know if it's yours or not, so many different people come across us. And there's so many different scriptures, and I'm sure I'm going to ask you ladies to come with the scriptures, because you know this is my weakness where it is your strength, even though I have my Bible right here open to Revelation 12. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But there are scriptures out there that talk about false crowns. They're called false prophets. When we did the show Word Up and that great song by Cameo, and it talks about sucka DJs who think they're sly, you've got to be careful. You have to make sure, especially when you're hurt, we're vulnerable. We're in a place where we're searching outside of ourselves for something that's going to fix a hole that's in us that we are never going to fix. And we're searching for something. And if we don't have our eyes truly on Jesus and recognize what is true and what is not, you've got to stop. And being married to law enforcement for 20 years taught me something in hindsight, because again, the hurts, the brokenness, sometimes we hide it. We block it ourselves. 20 years ago, this April Fool's Day, I had to hand my child over to my biggest abuser. And I remember being pregnant with her thinking, dear God, I don't have a clue of what I'm doing. And she is yours before she even comes into my hand. She is already in yours. And I'm going to trust you with her. And I remember opening that door at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and looking at him as he just smirked at me and said, "This is all your fault." And I handed her to him and closed the door. And for 30 seconds, I screamed like you cannot even imagine. And then, like nothing, like a flash, the flip of a switch, my entire emotional system went completely shut off. There was nothing. I thought there was something really, really wrong with me, that this surely was the reason I had to have lost my child, since I don't even care. I mean, it was just done. There was nothing. And wow, the torment of it all. It was such a pain that I never wanted to deal with, which caused me to continue to search outside of myself and focus on other people's pain, because if I could focus on their pain, trust me, I understood it. I did. I felt it for 30 seconds, and it was enough. It was enough. So I had all the authority in my own head to be able to recognize whether somebody had a false crown. But again, being married to law enforcement, is hindsight is 20/20. And now I'm here to tell you this. If you are searching outside of yourself for something that you don't know what it is, and you really are looking at Jesus and you really believe that you are, please be wise. Be wise. Take care of her as you humbly embrace your own royalty. Take care of her. Do the research. Pay attention to who it is that you are looking up to. Make sure you do the little simple things that anybody would do to entrust their life, their soul, their spiritual thought to another individual. Make sure. It's funny because when anybody comes into my circle, into my life, I have an incredible team of accountable women. I tell them, any one of them, ask them whatever question you want about me. If they don't have the answer, go to another one. Ask them whatever you want. I am an open book. And when you stand on that platform to be a representation of something higher than yourself, and you're not searching and you're not wearing the right crown, you will cause people to stumble if you are not real. So then it just becomes a point where we have to look at our own self in the mirror. And in 2012, and it's amazing how that year continues to pop up this week in phone calls and telephone conversations and radio shows. That was the year, Becky, if you remember, Susie, if you remember, and Kate, if you don't, because you weren't here just yet, we spent the entire year reading on Revelations 12 and the women and the dragon. And we knew, Becky then, and Susie, we knew, if we were going to put these crowns that were true reflections of our Jesus Christ that died for us as he stared down upon that cross into all of our eyes, we looked up, and at that time we gave it up. And we told him at that time that we were going to reflect him, no matter what, not something false, not something that isn't rock solid, not something that I'm going to be quick to fall into the sand. I'm going to focus on what's real, on what is eternal, on what is forever, on John 10:10, the enemy may come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come to bring life and bring life in abundance because it's real. And the greatest thing that I know about the women in Four International, in Soul Sister Enterprise, in everything we're doing under the Ambassador Program, it's solid. We're accountable to each other because we are real. And this may be really heavy, but this song I'm going to play right now, ladies, it's time to get up and be free because we are real. We know because we understand the difference between reflecting against something that's real and something that is false. And Becky, your description of a true ambassador and the pageant that Esther went through, you've gone through, you've been through, and now you're real. And it's a blessing to be able to watch you. I am blessed by your mentorship as you continue to do what God tells you to do. Do your radio show. Get back to your roots. That's real. And so I want you all to get up, put on your dancing shoes, because it's time to be real.
Katie, let your body flow.
That you have the real thing, and you truly know that you can't go back. One of the things that I'm having a hard time understanding is Becky knows very clearly. I don't understand when you have tasted the real thing, taught the real thing, when you have lived the real thing, or maybe not, who knows? But all I know is that sometimes when that wound is so great and you're searching outside of yourself, God will bring you things. And it may evolve into something completely different. And one of the questions I have is I've ripped different bandages off over the years, and as we all have, I don't understand how anybody who knew what was real could go back. And actually, Kate, I'm going to ask you a question real quick. Backsliding. And you may have a lot more information of what is called backsliding. But again, we have a lot of women out there that are searching for what is real and how there could be a false illusion. And there's a reason why people backslide. Can you explain what that means to backslide and what happens? And maybe Susie, you may know, or Becky, me want to chime in too. What happens when you're in that total state of backsliding after you've seen what is real, after you know what is the truth? What does it feel when you're on that other side dancing with the illusion? Do you know?
Well, it's funny when you were talking about how you gave your daughter away and you felt nothing, and it's a little bit like that, because you fall into this a sort of a half numbness, because you know the truth but you're rejecting the truth. If you really did know Christ, if you really had that relationship with Him, if you really received Him, you know Him, and you can backslide and do all the stupid stuff you did before, and you can walk away from Him, but it's very empty. I did it, so I know. So it's very empty, and he never quite leaves you. You know, he doesn't leave you anyway, but you never quite leave him. You can always feel that he's right there, just waiting for you to get over yourself and go back to him. But you're kind of in a state of half numbness, which is why a lot of people backslide turn to drugs and alcohol and sex and whatever, because they have to fill that emptiness that they left in their heart when they pushed Jesus out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's how I see it. And it's not, but you know what? When you talk about counterfeit faith, there are a lot of people who pretend to be Christians and they look like the real deal and they talk like the real deal. But the Bible says you will know them by their fruit. And eventually the hidden things come to light and you can tell if somebody was for real or not. And I'm not saying that every Christian who screws up is not really saved. A lot of them are. But there are a lot of people who look like they're perfect examples of a Christian, and they are not. It's like Jesus said, they were whitewashed tombs. They look beautiful on the outside, but inside are dead man's bones. So they're just a facade. They're a counterfeit. We talked about this yesterday. Satan can't create. He can imitate and he can distort, but he can't create. So a lot of times what you see is just a distortion.
Well, it's really true, because, and Becky, listening to you this morning and explaining what it truly means to let go of that pageantry crown, and it's just amazing, and I'm blessed by that, because that is my dream come true, and there is no illusion there. And when you're really looking at reality, it's a blessing. And the reason why I wanted to really focus on this show is because some of us, when we are walking in pain, it's great to put that crown on and get the recognition for the good that you've done. And you go home and you take off that crown and you take off that banner, and it still hurts. And I want you to know that I'm blessed to be amongst you women, because I know that when I take off my crown, you guys are there with me, and I am there with you when you take off your crown. And at the end of the day, I know heavy is the head that wears a true crown. And when you take it off, you're taking off your armor, and you're allowing God to just bring you back to restoration, so the next day you can put it back on. And I know what kind of women you are, and I'm blessed to call you my soul sister. And we all came here on this platform as one voice. And it's each one of us recognizes the other as we walk together with each other. We are joining voices that are very strong. And there are other voices that are joining out there. And I am wanting to send nothing but the greatest blessings upon all of them. All of the networks that are coming together in Jesus' name, I bless and make sure that I want blessings to be sent your way. If you believe that you are walking in the light of Jesus Christ and you are within these networks that are out there, please shine, be a blessing, be that voice, join that voice, but please make sure that you have done your due diligence, that you've done your research, that the network that you have involved yourself is on rock and not on quicksand. However, if you're chosen to be where those are in the quicksand, then no, you're there on purpose, and God will keep you safe as long as you stay focused on him no matter what, and keep raising your voice and join our voices. And we're always here. And these women that I walk with are blessed. We're Revelations 12 women. And Revelations 12:12, therefore, be glad, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in fierce anger, fury, because he knows that his time is very short. As we gather together every Sunday on this platform, we're raising our voices, and we are doing it for him, only him, the Jesus that died for me, the one that I call my Savior, Yahshua, the Son of God. We raise our voice, our one voice together for him.
Just one voice singing in the darkness. All it takes is one voice singing so they hear what's on your mind. And when you look around, you'll find there's more than one voice singing in the darkness, joining with your one voice.
Bye.
as we continue to raise our voices and we continue to shine the true crown that Becky, you described, and we continue to show authentic love, and that authentic love truly only comes from Yahshua. It truly comes from knowing what it feels like to carry your own cross, to go ahead and pick it up. Becoming a Christian and walking this path, he never promised it to be easy. And trust me, I understand what it feels like to compromise. I understand how easy it is to make the choices to make life easier, especially when you can't pay rent. I understand that you compromise once and you got away with it, and you do it a little bit more, and you got away with it, and you do it a little bit more, and pretty soon reality becomes distorted and you become lost yourself. It's an incredible journey. And I want to bring you to three scriptures that God brought to me. And one of them came with number, well, all of them came with numbers, 3, 3, 3 for years. God continued to give me 3, 3, 3 until he said, pick up the Bible, start at the back, find the first book with 3, verse 33, and read it. I did that. And I arrived on my journey with him to John 3:33. Whoever receives his testimony has set his seal of approval to this, that God is true, that man has definitely certified, acknowledged, and declared once and for all, and is himself assured that it is divine truth, that God cannot lie. Then he took me to 2:2:2, and it was at a time in my life when I knew that I couldn't stay amongst the false crowns that were around me, even though I wanted to really bad. And he brought me to Revelation 2:22, and that said, and I was sicker than I've ever been. And that was in 2002, December. And he brought me to Revelation 2:22. Take note, I will throw her on a bed of anguish, and those who commit sin with her, I will bring down to pressing distress, to fear affliction, unless they turn away their minds from what they are doing and repent of their ways. I was sicker than a dog. And then I knew once I got away from that false crown, he brought me a new definition of 2:22. And it was a difficult thing to do because you always go back to that which is normal. So even though we know that that false crown doesn't fit us anymore, we always want to go back to that which is normal. And he brought me to Mark 2:22. Hold on as I Bible thump. Matthew, Mark 2:22. And this scripture, if you don't know this scripture, it's very confusing. And I didn't know what it meant to be in a new wineskin. So let me read it to you. Mark 2:22. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst and the skins will burst, and the wine will be lost and the bottles destroyed. But new wine is to be put in fresh wineskins. This is really important to know what a fresh wineskin is. Back in the olden days, back before, wine came in, Becky, they probably used him in the cowboy days with your grandfather. They were an actual leather or skin bag that they would pour the liquid into it. And once the liquid was all drained out and once it dried up, it never expanded like it did with a new wineskin.
So when you have new wine, you do not ever want to pour that amazing, new, truthful, from Jesus Christ wine, the vineyard, that the first blessing that he gave us in a miracle. You don't want to put that wine into the old wineskin, because when you start to expand with his glory within, so you can shine and wear this true crown that is his true reflection, you're going to expand and you don't fit there anymore. So please pay attention. And then he brought me to Revelation 1:1:1. Again, Bible thumping. And you got to know, as a Catholic, this was tripping me out, because Kate, you're Catholic, right? We don't do Bible thumping, right? So it was really trippy for me to learn the Bible in this way. So Revelations 1:11, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Write promptly what you see, your vision, in a book, and send it to the seven churches. I think those seven churches are the seven continents. And back in 2005, when that rape opened up the door that I didn't want to deal with the child sexual abuse, this dream was birthed. April, 10 days straight, as I threw up for international, this entire dream, and there is no doubt, and I am just blessed to watch it full circle with amazing women. Susie, I'm going to ask you to close us out in prayer, and I'm going to play our theme song going out, and I want you women to know that I'm blessed to call you my soul sister. It is his name that is before. It is his name that we will call upon no matter what. It is his name. And actually, I'm going to stop and I'm going to say hello to a special guest that I've been waiting to call in. And so I'm going to go a little bit long, ladies, so bear with me, because this is a true testimony of somebody that I'm trusting back into this amazing circle. And Anastasia, I love you. And I'm blessed that you are here right now. And we are going to close out this radio show, but we're going to go longer, because I want you to share with this team, with the world, the truth of Four International, the ambassador program, and what it's taught you, and what it was like to be searching for a false crown, and to now truly be able to recognize that it is within you, and it's been there all along.
Wow, Maria, that's quite an introduction.
And if anybody doesn't know, let me introduce you. Anastasia was Miss World 2007. And we were blessed to go to the island of Crete together. And she was the first one that promised. And on a promise, I knew somewhere that there was a true crown, that she would come back. And you're back. And I'm blessed. So I'd love for you to share.
That's such an introduction. You know, last night just sort of flowed out of me, and this morning it's taking a moment, but, you know, when we were there, I was so busy trying to live up to what I thought I needed to be and what everyone needed me to be, and it's taken a long time to realize that. Well, and in watching you and in watching what you go through and what we've both been through together as friends and sisters, it's taken a long time to see that it doesn't matter what those around you think of you, that you have to be busy being who you say you are, who you want to be, not who you think you are, not who you think people need you to be. And that was the biggest thing for me to get to that point. And watching the people around who really are just so lost, and not as a judgment, just as they're lost in the fact that they feel that they have to be something to live up to somebody. And who are those people they're trying to live up to anyway?
Exactly.
The only person you have to live up to is God and yourself. And, you know, it doesn't matter about your past or who you think you have been or who you think you need to validate that you are now. You are God's daughter. You are God's son. You are who you need to be. Just get off your butt and be it.
Again, I'm
laughing. That one.
I am overjoyed right now because this is the ambassador program. This is my dream. And you, Becky, you described it this morning, what it's going to be like to wear that authentic crown. And Anastasia, we put crowns on in Greece, and you weren't.
I'm going to cry.
You just weren't, and I did it on a promise. And I'm blessed that you're making good on your promise now, because I know that this is the dream, that it's hard.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard to walk this path when you're truly reflecting Christ. It's hard to be authentic, and it's hard to be real. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to tell somebody that it's easy, and it isn't easy. It doesn't come easy. When you are looking for your quick fix, no, it doesn't come easy. And those who know, those who understand, that's what Four International is about. That's what our network is about, because I am blessed when I say this woman represents She's Gone Country, and all of the women know what each woman have gone through, what each woman, Becky, when you come on in October, and we're all going to be blessed beyond to elevate and empower you, and it has nothing to do with us. It is a different kind of pageant that we are in now, ladies. We understand that this is his royal court. Each have our own individual title, that no one can take it away. A year can't make it go away. It's a forever commitment that you made when you looked up at that cross and his blood was pouring down on you, and you said, I give it up for you. That was our commitment. So, Anastasia, I'm blessed by you. And Kate, I am blessed by you, one that has had to take some time. Susie, I'm blessed by you. You're taking that time to run into yourself and look, you're here. Becky, beyond, my beautiful friend, beyond, since the year 2001, who knew that we would come back? And now, ladies, something happened yesterday in the air. It was the greatest day of my life, because for the first time in 20 years, I ripped off that bandage of losing my daughter. And you know what? She opened the door and she embraced me. And you know what? Life is new. And whatever the enemy has for bad, God has for good. And sometimes it sucks and it hurts. And you're staring at people that you believed in and knew that they loved you and that you see with no judgment. You're right, Anastasia, but the enemy just blocking the way. So, Susie, I want you to close us out in prayer. Anastasia, thank you for joining us. Kate, thank you for joining us. Becky, as always, your show is amazing. Thank you for joining us. And join us all on She's Gone Country tomorrow on 4 Radio at 6 p.m. So, Susie, go ahead, please. Close us out in prayer, and then we're going to end with Soul Sister. Hey, Soul Sister, and I want you ladies to listen to the words. Susie, go ahead. Close us out.
Before Maria, I pray, I have to be true to what I'm called to do, and that is speak the word of God. And so I just want to read just this few sentences of something I was looking at today, and it says, crowns also represent gifts or rewards received or even rejoicing. Paul talked about a crown of rejoicing he hopes to have when he taught and our resurrected Jesus' second coming in Thessalonians. Peter tells us that Christians receive a crown of glory from the chief shepherd Jesus in Peter. Those who are faithful to God will endure the end and receive a crown of eternal life. A crown of righteousness is promised to all those who believe and trust and love God in Timothy. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for all of us who are faithful, those who were called before the foundations of the world, who you knew as little girls would struggle, fall, skin their knees, cry, stand up, kneel down and pray and search for you and listen to your words that are hidden in their hearts. God, some of us have had crowns on our heads because we walked the path of a beauty pageant, and some of us inside knew we were never good enough for that, but we loved you so much in our hearts. I thank you, God, for all of us who achieve crowns in different ways, and those who have stolen crowns by thievery, those who betrayed and slept with people and done things just to get that crown. And while they wear it, they will always know it was never earned the right way. I thank you, God, for all of us who earn the crown for loving you and being faithful to your word, even though we fall down. I know when we get back up, we're stronger each time. And those who have gone astray and come back, and those who have vowed a vow and made a promise, it says it's better to vow a vow and keep it than to vow one and never keep it. Because, God, you keep track of everything we do and say, and you know the desires of our hearts. You know our evil ways. Thank you, God, that we've all turned to you and come today in unity, taking hands with one another, soul sisters across the world in unity, elevating and empowering each other to stand for you, God, and shine for you. Thank you, Father, for each person today who's listening to this, to know that you don't have to have a world crown to be good enough, to be pretty enough, that, God, you love us just the way we are. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Please listen to these words because you truly are my family. You are my soul sisters, and I love you all very much, and we will see you next week here on Soul Sister Sunday.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.